Workers gathered outside of the Agnes Pratt home yesterday to demonstrate against staffing levels at long-term care facilities. Workers say they are tired of being tired and are being forced into overtime and not given access to leave. VOCM's Richard Duggan was at the demonstration and brings up some of the comments made, first by Jerry Earle and then Secretary Treasurer Trevor King.
Staffing! 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 Staffing!
We could be standing in front of any long-term care facility in this province talking about the issues that you are faced with. You have some that are unique, as Keith alluded to, with the staffing issues, the centralized staffing. Sometimes you have to listen to what frontline workers are saying, or I'd suggest you have to listen all the time what frontline workers are saying. Sometimes consolidating services do not work. And in the case, you have your own staffing services right here at St. Luke's and at Agnes Pratt, and now they've consolidated them, and it's causing issues, and those issues are affecting you. And when they affect you, it affects the services that you provide to a very vulnerable population. And that's the residents in these facilities. We've seen what's happened across the rest of the country. And it's been quite different here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And that's because of what you do each and every day. The dedication to your work. And you deserve to be recognized for that. You deserve that when you have a day off, it's actually a day off. You deserve when you go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the evening, when the shift is over, you should know that you can go home and not be mandated to stay for additional hours. You should know that you're entitled to leave for your own mental health and physical health and be able to avail of it. And we know that's not true in healthcare, and especially not true in long-term care. We've been advocating these issues for some time. And before the pandemic, we were making some progress where there's going to be enhanced numbers for training for licensed practical nurses, personal care attendants, and other health professionals. But unfortunately, in the pandemic, the efforts has not been the same on the other side. And we have to continue to push and make sure that employers and government and ultimately health community services are listening. I've heard health officials say, and they've said numerous times, well, the staffing levels we have are comparable to the mainland. Well, let's look what happened during this pandemic in Quebec, in Ontario, and as close as Nova Scotia. We don't need those staffing levels. We need better staffing levels.
I just feel like it's here we go again. Previously, before going in this role last year, I was a servicing rep, some of my colleagues that are here now. And I could tell you that I've met with the management within Agnes Pratt, Pleasant View Towers, St. Luke's, and we've said the same thing. And they said, oh, we're going to take care of it. But obviously nothing has changed. We're seeing it right across the province, as Jerry said. You're the frontline workers. One thing that stands out to me is that not only are you out protesting for your co-workers or out demonstrating for yourselves, but you are for the residents. I have no doubt in my mind that you guys are providing optimum care. I've seen it from servicing the workers within long-term care. I've seen it from having a loved one in long-term care. But you can only provide that optimum service if you've got the optimum staffing levels. And you do not have the optimum staffing levels, so you're working harder, you're working longer, and that sign says it all. You're tired of being tired. So I'm hoping that we can continue to, make our voices known. I will tell you from weekly calls that myself and Jerry have been on, Jerry hit the nail on the head. He's not listening to the frontline workers. Me and Jerry can say so much. We've said, reach out to the frontline workers. You're wrong. That is not correct that there's optimum levels. The levels that they have in the mainland does not meet what we have for Agnes Pratt. We're seeing people being mandated. People are being told in the evening time that we got too many on, we're going to send them home. But in the morning time, they don't have enough. So what does that impact? That impacts the morning care for the residents. And unfortunately, you want to be able to do it in a timely manner. But then our loved ones are the ones that end up waiting, which is really unfortunate for all the staff that are trying to provide that service. So I want to thank you all for that. Thank you for looking out for your residents and keep up the good work.
Health care. Health care. Health care. Health care. Make some noise.
That was VOCM's Richard Duggan at a demonstration by NAIP members outside the Agnes Pratt home yesterday, who were voicing their displeasure with staffing levels at long-term care facilities.